You're listening to Purposeful Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Postel, and I'm here to encourage you to be bold, step out on faith, and be the amazing woman God has called you to be. Let's get into this episode. Yolanda Postel, thank you for joining me again. I appreciate you. And I know I've been missing for a couple of weeks, but I had to just take a few days to rest and take care of my health. I had a issue that some of you might call a health scare, where I had went to my doctor for my routine mammogram, and they always do an ultrasound when I go as well. And it seemed like a few days later, they're calling me saying they need to do a biopsy. So I'm getting my head right for that. And I go through the biopsy, and after it's complete, I received a call maybe 5 days later letting me know that there was a particular area that they could not reach and that I needed to have surgery. And so everything just seemed to be going so fast. I mean, mammogram, and then, you know, you go in and you need the biopsy, and everything just seemed to be going so quickly. And so I ended up having to schedule my surgery. And 3 weeks later, I'm on the surgical table and going through that process. So I had to heal up from that. But during that whole journey, it really brought to the forefront that in life, we have to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is our relationship with God. Because the time that we have here, it truly is limited. And I thank God that when I got the call with my results, I was told that the tumor or whatever they removed, everything was benign, so there's no cancer present. I'm so grateful for that. I tell you, I was so relieved to get that call. But I have to admit that one of the challenges was maintaining the right mindset while I waited. Because there's the period of waiting between the time, you know, I had my exam to when I had the biopsy. There's the time of waiting between the time that I had the biopsy to when I had my surgery, and then the time of waiting after it. But I tell you, it really made me take a second look at every area of my life. And it's not that I was out there doing anything crazy. No, but you know what? We are to examine ourselves. That's what the Word of God tells us to do, to examine ourselves, to see where we are at, to seek God and say, hey, God, show me the areas in me that I need to work on. Show me the areas in me that you're displeased with. And I have no problem doing that. And the other thing is the battle to keep the mind in the right place. Because I'm sure people could say, oh, I knew you were going to be good. I knew you were going to be fine. But there are some of you that you went through that process and you probably got a different diagnosis. And maybe you're one of those people that you're going through treatment right now. But wherever you are in your health journey and whatever your health situation is, how we keep our mind, it really makes a difference. And for us as believers, I know that positive affirmations and all of that, those are great, those are cute. But again, the Word of God is what we use to fight with. And Ephesians 6 talks about putting on the whole armor of God. We put on the helmet of salvation, and we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that sword, and we put on, of course, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. So all that whole armor of God, when we are going through the difficult situations that we face in life, we have to have the full armor of God on to be able to deal with whatever we are facing, because that shield of faith, we need that. That's the faith to know that God is with us, the faith to know that He is fighting for us, the faith to understand that whatever the outcome is, He has already seen it through and we already are victorious. The Bible also talks about having on the shoes of peace, because when you go through those situations, you need the peace of God, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that will keep your heart and your mind. And to just go through with the mindset that God has your back, that He said He will never leave you nor forsake you, and He meant it. So whatever you are dealing with today, yes, you could speak the positive affirmations over your life, but speak the word of the true and living God. And I had to also take a minute, write down scriptures for myself and just speak them over myself every day. Or you can find a video with healing scriptures that maybe is spoken, and get that into your spirit while you sleep. There's so many different ways. But I think one of the most important things too is to watch who you have around you when you are going through these type of times. Because you can have people that are scared and they will just speak nothing but death and doom over your life. Those are the people that you need to push to the side and surround yourself with people of faith. Surround yourself with people that can pray for you. Surround yourself with people that will speak life into you. You have the right to limit who comes into your circle. And I know some people don't understand that, but it's not for them to understand, because you're the one that is going through the situation and you're the one that's facing the challenging time. But you are already a conqueror. You're already victorious. You've got it. You will make it through. And every day when you wake up, in spite of what your situation is, just give thanks. Be thankful. Be grateful. Just think about every blessing that you have in your life. Not everything is perfect. Not everything is going the way you want it to go. But what are the things that are good? What are the things that are right? What are the things that you just count yourself to be blessed to do? It could be so simple as you're blessed to get out of the bed in the morning. You're blessed to be able to walk. You're blessed to be able to go outside and feel the sun on your skin. You're blessed with family and friends that love you. You're blessed to have the job that you have. You're blessed to have the opportunities you have. You're blessed that you have your relationship with God. You're blessed that you have eyes to see and ears to hear. When I tell you there's so many things that you can thank God for, that I'm not talking about money. Money is great, but just the main things, the everyday things that we often take for granted. And if you face those challenging times, don't give up on God. Don't throw in the towel. He has your, and just in everything, give thanks. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're facing, give thanks. And you will begin to see your spirits lift, because in spite of everything, there are still a lot of things that are great. And don't take any opportunity, don't take any blessing for granted. If you are one of those that have delayed in getting your checkups and going to the doctor, make your appointment and go. I was one of those where I dragged my feet, and I'm glad I went because I ended there right on time. So don't neglect your health. Don't neglect anything that you've got to do for yourself to keep yourself healthy. Make your appointments if you haven't done it. And I know some people might be scared of going to the doctor, scared of what the diagnosis may be. If for those of you that probably know you've got something going on and you haven't went yet, make the appointment and go. And God will be with you every step of the way, whatever the outcome is. So don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Be encouraged. For those of you that maybe you're starting your faith journey again, you're just getting back into the Word and you're just getting back into studying the Scriptures, I have a 50-day devotional. It's called In His Presence. So you can click the link in the bio section to get access to it. And I pray that it encourages you and that you continue to grow in your faith walk with the Lord. So have a great day. Be blessed. And I will see you again next time. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. Follow me on social media. You can check the show notes for links. And of course, if you prefer video content, you can check out my YouTube channel. And I have the link to that in there as well. And remember, as you go through your week, be bold, be empowered, break through fear, walk in faith, and allow God to lead and guide you.